1 Thessalonians is, Brother Brent?
The appearance and coming
of return of Jesus. Especially this new chapter we're starting tonight. We're not going to look at that part tonight. But this beautiful passage on the rapture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, isn't it? Verses 13 to 18. So that's the main theme. The secondary theme, of course, is suffering. The church at Thessalonica had gone through a lot of suffering, mostly from the Jews, challenging them on their faith. And here in chapter 4, Paul takes kind of a different direction in these first two verses and begins to talk about how God wants them to live obedient Christian lives, which he wants for all of us. He wants us to be obedient. And that's why he mentions here in this first part of the chapter, the commandments of the Lord. Notice verse 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. So we're just going to do those two verses tonight and focus on that phrase, what commandments we gave you, and I'm going to challenge your brains tonight on the commandments and see if we can come up with some together. But first, let's pray, what commandments we gave you. Lord, I pray that you'd use your word in our hearts tonight to teach us and to work in our lives. Lord, may we just understand how important it is that we be obedient in our walk, and may Jesus be magnified. And may we have a wonderful time of praying one for another as well. We commit it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So notice he says really three aspects there of how the commandments are a blessing to us. And what Paul is basically saying is the commandments are good for us. Amen. That they are a guide, that they protect us, that they provide security. You know, a lot of people look at the commandments as negative, but they aren't. They're very positive. Now, yes, the Ten Commandments, there's a lot of thou shalt nots. But and when we get to the New Testament, it's primarily thou shalt do this. And if you go to 1 John 5:3, just as an example, God explains that his commandments, they are not negative. And they are, he uses the word grievous here in 1 John 5:3. Notice he said, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. That word grievous means like a heavy burden. Most people look at the commandments as a burden. But no, they're a blessing. They give us everything we need on how to live the life God wants us to live. Our Creator should know, because he made us, what is best for us. And what is best for us is that we obey him. And those commandments, as we saw here, are not grievous. So in this passage here in 1 Thessalonians 4, he mentions three areas where the commandments are a true blessing to us. First, he mentions our walk. Then he mentions pleasing God. And then he mentions abounding more and more. And the commandments will help us in all three of these areas. And we're going to look at some specific ones relative to each of these three subcategories, if you will. But first, let's focus on that first phrase, how that you ought to walk. You've received it, he said, from us. You've received these commandments we gave you. And the first one is how you ought to walk. Now, if you look over in chapter 2, verse 12, of 1 Thessalonians, which we looked at a few weeks ago, notice what it says, that you would walk worthy of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. It is God's will that we walk worthy. Well, he's given us eternal life. He's made us his child. Now he wants us to walk worthy. And if you would look at another one, 1 John 2:6, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, God tells us that he wants us to walk in a certain way. 1 John 2:6, look what it says. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. That's a beautiful guide for our walk, isn't it? That we walk as Jesus walked. So, how you ought to walk. So let's think about some of the commandments and see if you guys can come up with some verses to back them up. The Bible says we're to be faithful to church. Is that in the Bible? This is open forum now. So what's the commandment? Christina? Yep. Yep. Hebrews 10:25, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together. So we're to be faithful to church. That's part of our walk. The Bible says that we're to witness to the lost. Are there any verses that tell us that? Can you think of one? Anybody? Sarah? Matthew 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible says we're to be patient in tribulation. I read that somewhere. Oh. Romans 12:12. We're to be patient in tribulation. In other words, when the trials come, we're not to give up. We're to be patient. We're to trust God. The Bible says we're to rejoice always. Is that in the Bible? Anybody think of a verse? Yes, Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. The Bible says we're to walk in the Spirit. That's part of our walk, isn't it? Where's that? Well, it should be easy to remember since we just looked at it Sunday morning in Galatians 5, verse 16, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible says we're to put our gifts to use. Is that in the Bible anywhere? Might think of them. 1 Peter 4:10, maybe. As you have therefore received the gift, be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we're to be good stewards of His gifts. In other words, we're to put them to use. The Bible says we're to serve the Lord. We're to work for Jesus. Can you think of a verse? We're talking about our walk, yeah?
Corinthians 15:58.
Amen. Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The Bible says we're to be thankful for all things. Not a minute to think of that verse. We know it's in there, we just don't know where, right? So I believe Ephesians 5:20 is a good one, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. And Philippians 4, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It's all through the New Testament. We'll be thankful for everything. The Bible says we're to be content. Is that a commandment? You think of it anywhere? Talked about it Sunday evening, Hebrews 13:5. Be content with such things as ye have. Amen. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the Bible says we're never to use our tongue to hurt or attack another person. Doesn't it? Anybody know where that one might be or a verse on that? New Testament only, no Proverbs tonight. Because you were about to quote a Proverbs verse, I know. Titus 3:2, speak evil of no man. And the Bible says we're to be separate from the world. Are there any verses that tell us that? Okay, Jesus in John 17, I pray not that thou takest them out of the world, but that thou keepest them from the evil. Or even Romans 12, be not conformed, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, right? So, those are just some samples of some commandments that help us with our walk, our daily walk for Jesus. Paul says that we gave you these commandments, and one area where they benefit you as God's child is that they help you walk the way you're supposed to walk. If God just said, I want you to walk worthy, but he never gave us any commandments, we wouldn't know what that meant, would we? But he's defined it for us. He's listed it for us in the scriptures. So we ought to walk as a Christian should walk. But then in verse 1 he says, chapter 4, verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians, and to please God. So he also says the commandments can help you please God. So there are some scriptures about pleasing God. Let's look at a couple of them. 2 Timothy 2:4. Let's turn over there. 2 Timothy 2:4. That's one of our duties, isn't it, as God's children, is that we please God. 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We're here to please him. 1 John 3:22, and now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Amen? So we're here to please God. Now let's talk about some specific commandments about pleasing God. Does the Bible say we're supposed to pray? Can anybody think of a verse? What was that? Pray without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. That's probably the simplest one, isn't it? And yet, how hard is that to obey? Pray without ceasing. Three words. The Bible says we're to be in the Word of God. We're to study it and memorize it and so forth. Can you think of a verse in the New Testament about studying the Bible?
2 Timothy 2:15.
Right. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Or even Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Does the Bible say we're supposed to sacrifice? Yep, Romans 12:1. That you present your bodies a living, what? Sacrifice. Does the Bible say we're supposed to give unto the Lord? You think of a verse about giving? That's a good one, too. Yep. Or 1 Corinthians 16:2. On the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings and so forth. The Bible says we're to trust God and not to worry. Can you think of any verses, any commandments, not to worry but to trust God? Anybody? Amen. Be careful or be anxious for nothing. That is a command. Or we're to follow Jesus. Can you think of any verses that tell us to follow Jesus? Any commandments there? Matthew 4:19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Right? Abide in Christ. Does the Bible command us to abide in Christ? John 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Right? Or how about doing all to the glory of God? Is that a commandment? I think we sing that one, don't we? 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So, Paul is saying that these commandments, they're a blessing. They show us how to walk. They show us how to please God. And thirdly, look at verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians 4, they show us how to abound. Is it God's will that we abound in our Christian life, or that we be mediocre and lukewarm? We're to abound, amen? Now, we already talked about 1 Corinthians 15:58, always abounding in the work of the Lord. How about 2 Peter 3:18? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're to be abounding. Notice how much we're to abound there in verse 1. More and more. Isn't that good? Where do we be abounding more and more? Does the Bible say we're to love one another? Are there any verses that tell us that? Yeah, Jesus said that, but also he told us in John 13, love one another as I've loved you. Amen? Does the Bible tell us to be holy? Be ye holy, for I am holy, 1 Peter 1:6-7. These were just samples tonight, of course. You can grab my pamphlet that we went through in Sunday school that showed the 150 commandments that we're to obey. But they're good for us. And that's what Paul is saying. These are good. These are beneficial. These help you to be the kind of Christian God wants you to be. They will help you to walk as you ought to walk. They will help you to please God. And they will help you to abound. And then he says there in verse 2 of our passage, for you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Jesus, of course, John 14:15, let's turn over there, said that one of the evidences of our love for him is not the worship service, by the way, even though that's what modern churches want it to be. They want it to be all about the worship service. It's all about what? For John 14, 15. It's all about obedience, isn't it? If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John chapter 2, let's turn there quickly. So that means we have responsibility to, number one, know what they are, which means we need to be in the Word so that we know what they are. But number two, then, obey them. That's how we say, I love you to Jesus. Because the commandments, as we are seeing here, they help us. They help us live for God. They help us abound for God. They help us please God. They help us walk for God. Notice 1 John 2 and verse 3. Hereby we do know that we know Him. If we what? Keep His commandments. Verse 4. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. It's all about obedience. And so Paul is saying to these Christians, we gave you these commandments by the Lord Jesus, and these commandments are good for you. They will help you abound. They will help you please God. And they will help you walk as you ought to walk. So don't let the devil trick you into thinking commandments are bad or negative. Commandments are good and positive. They're good for us. And if we will follow them, you know what will happen? Not only will we have a fruitful Christian life, but we will live the joy of the Lord because we are living the way God wants us to live. And He knows how we should live because He made us. Amen? So what commandments we gave you, He said. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And I pray, Lord, that each of us would be responsible enough believers to know what your commandments are and to strive to follow every one in our Christian life, that we might walk as you have us to walk, that we might please you, and Lord, that we might abound more and more in our Christian lives. We love you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.